It's been said that most people die at age 25 and wait to be buried at age 65. So the big question is this: how are entrepreneurs like us who believe in God and read the Bible preparing for the financial danger that the bankers and brokers do not want us to know about? How do we resist a life that's less than we are promised and hold on to our dreams so that we can live in fullness every day? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the secret. My name is Nate Scott, and welcome to the Life is Rich podcast. Hello, this is Nate Scott, author of Life is Rich, How to Create Lasting Wealth, and welcome to the Life is Rich podcast. In today's Life is Rich podcast, I'm going to share the secret of natural laws. I believe that everyone is waiting for something. Men and women are waiting for relationships, for children, for healing, for a home, for a job, or for a financial breakthrough. Stories of God's children waiting for these very same things are woven throughout the Bible. If you want to understand your own waiting in a way that preaches the gospel to yourself and to the watching world, then the Life is Rich podcast is for you. My personal mission is to live each day principle-centered based on biblical teachings and to be a person of value and positive influence. I use the Socratic method of teaching to teach you how to think versus what to think. If you were to jump off a chair right now, you'd hit the floor, right? You could jump off that same chair 1,000 times or 1,000,000 times, and you will always hit the floor. Jump off it backwards, and you'll still hit the floor. That's because gravity is a law of nature. With natural laws, the same effect always results from a similar action. It is always predictable. You can always depend on it. Unfortunately, man-made laws don't work quite that well. They may be changed on a whim, compromised, customized, justified, or forced on you. They may be arbitrary and even unfair, but natural laws in most cases can't be changed or altered. Man did not make them, man cannot change them. If they seem arbitrary in their effect at times, at least they're constant. They're always reasonable and always predictable. Those who learn their power can harness and use them. That's the secret. When humans began to learn how to use natural laws to their benefit, they were not only able to predict events in advance, but they also began to change their way of doing things to bring about those events. The ancient Mayan Indians, for example, learned to watch the moon and the stars to know when to plant their crops. They paid attention to all natural laws as they observed them over hundreds of years. They even made a calendar, which, by the way, is still accurate to within a few hours of our current ones. With this calendar, the Mayan priests could predict all kinds of natural events. Knowing when a solar or a lunar eclipse was about to occur gave them great power over their people. More importantly, knowing the phases of the moon told them when the seasons were changing, and that in turn told them when to plant their corn. Corn was power then, just like money is today. If you want to be successful in any endeavor, follow the lead of the Mayans. Learn the laws of success in your field, whether it's a cornfield or the outfield. Learn the laws, then follow them diligently. Don't just sit back and wish for success. That's like waiting to win the lottery. Enter it if you want to, but success, don't count on it. That's the chance world approach. If you live with the unearned wealth as your personal goal in life, you'll end up with only dreams in the bank. How much corn do you think the Mayans would have grown each year if they had depended on luck to give them a crop? Probably not much. And in those days, the price of failure was your head, literally. Napoleon said luck was the ability to exploit accidents. Very few people become successful accidentally. Try to think of just one you know right now. Go ahead. You can't, huh? That should be no surprise. You must understand that every success is governed by a set of recognized success principles, not by chance or luck or by the stars that were shining when you were born. Master the laws that apply to the area you want to succeed in, and you never have to depend on luck. In Life is Rich, How to Create Lasting Wealth, I say luck is laboring under correct knowledge. Think about that for a moment. Even in failure, people are totally predictable. The laws of failure are just as immutable as the laws of success, and unfortunately, just as powerful. If your goal is failure, you can discover the laws and follow them to reach that objective. It's far more likely, though, that you're living those laws by default, because it's easier than working towards success. Success is a science and an art. Everybody has to develop their own style of attaining it. You can't buy it, you can't inherit it, and you can't steal it. It knows no divine right. Success is non-transferable. It can only be acquired by the personal mastery of its rules by each person individually. And most important of all, it can never be acquired by wishing and hoping. Wishing and hoping are the currency of fools and the first laws of failure. Human nature is very complex, but in many ways very predictable. People who let chance pervade their lives can never make predictions about the most important thing in their lives, their own future. Just go along and hope for the best. And often their best is another failure in a long line of failures. Life does not have to be that way. That's why I wrote Life is Rich, How to Create Lasting Wealth. I want you to be able to say boldly, I live in fullness every day because I realize I am Christ's heir. There's a promise that you can have the very best life. But you've got to do your part. People go to school for years to study medicine so they can be healthy, both physically and mentally. That's why Life is Rich is about spiritual, mental, emotional, relational, physical, and financial. People study science to find out what makes the world work. They study history to learn from the mistakes of the past. And some study religion to gain spiritual health. Is it so difficult then to understand that studying success is just like studying anything else? But people get in a rut. It's easy to do. There are lots of places where ruts block the road to success. And if you're not careful, that rut in front of you can turn into a grave with openings at each end. Education is the key to avoiding those ruts. And I'm talking about self-education. I'm talking about personal growth and development. I'm talking about what I discovered in 1996 when I walked into that room full of happy people. I'm talking about the thing that I point to when I'm speaking around the world and I say, take away my West Point degree, engineering and sociology. Take away my MBA from George Washington University or my financial planning background from Georgetown University. If you take away all those things, the thing that I point to, the thing that I want you to get from this podcast is that personal growth and development will change your life. With education, you can learn to be predictable. Then, the best thing you can do with the laws of success is to be predictable with them. By being predictable with the predictable laws, you will always achieve predictable results. Let me say that again. By being predictable with predictable laws, you will always achieve predictable results. It's really quite simple. Think about a brand new compass for a moment. All compasses start with no predictability. Their needles point in any direction until they are magnetized. When they're magnetized, they point only to the north. That's one of those natural laws we're talking about right now. Does that make sense? Another magnet or a piece of metal may affect the compass for a few seconds, but the magnetized needle always returns to face north. People can become magnetized in a similar way. Magnetized with a purpose that they have chosen in life. Magnetized. I'm magnetized by this assignment that I say began at 19 when I walked perimeter during Desert Storm. When I said, Lord, if you allow me to make it back, I'll never waste a day of my life. That's what drives me. To be predictable, you must magnetize your conscience, your brain, and your muscles so that they constantly revert to the direction of success, no matter the distractions. When you focus yourself this way and fully support your focus with physical and spiritual powers, nothing on earth can stop you from becoming successful. Just imagine what can happen when your life is magnetized by a firm conviction in what you're doing. But as I like to tell you about who you're being. Why? Because we're human beings, not human doings. Think how a strong conviction about your goals enhances the functions of your mind and stimulates all of the other functions of your body. When you really dedicate your life to its mission, distractions lose their power. Nothing and no one will have the power to distract you from the north your compass is set on. My personal mission is to live each day principle-centered, based on biblical teachings, and to be a person of value and positive influence. That's my compass. Life is rich is my message. I live in fullness every day because I realize I am Christ's heir. Spiritually, mentally, emotionally, relationally, and physically and financially, I believe in the promise of God's word. But what about those people who have no magnetism? Every little problem causes their compass needle to spin. Their success, if they have any, is determined by whoever talked to them in the last 5 minutes, by whatever they had for breakfast, or by whichever program they watched on television last night. The power of the laws of success will be lost in your life if you don't learn which laws will work for you and then use them accordingly. The golden rule, do unto others what you would have them do unto you, is meaningless if you don't use it as a foundation of the laws of success. Your compass will lead you nowhere if you don't have the proper direction to begin with. How to think versus what to think. Alignment before assignment. This is what I want you to understand about life is rich. This is what I want you to get into your mental psyche so that you can have the ultimate success according to what God has promised you. You must learn all the laws of success, and they are all here in what I share with you in the Life is Rich podcast. But you also need to learn the governing laws. If you don't know that water freezes at 32 degrees, you're likely to have pipes bursting under your house this winter. Likewise, even though we keep all the other laws of the universe, we may bring serious consequences upon ourselves if we do not seek to understand the laws of our own being. The most basic of all these laws, applicable both in personal development and in business success, is the law of the harvest. It says that as you soweth, so also shall you reap. All the other laws rest on this simple premise. If you keep all the laws of success and then sow greed, hatred, envy, and dishonesty, you will reap nothing but the same. It's as predictable as gravity. If you jump off that chair, you'll hit the floor. If you sow misery, you'll reap misery. The law of the harvest is a lot more than that, to a person who seeks success, that is. In essence, the law says if you sow success, you will reap success. Now that sounds very silly, doesn't it? If you already have success to sow, you don't need to sow something to reap it. If you had your first $1 million already, you wouldn't need to do anything to earn it. Luckily, we can sow success without actually having it first. You see, when you sow corn, you don't sow whole ears of corn. You just sow the seeds. And where do you get the seeds? From somebody who has already had successful crop. That's where you get the seeds from. Success seeds work just like corn. And you've got to have a whole batch of good seeds right in front of you. Here's what I'm telling you. As you listen to the Life is Rich podcast, as you read the Life is Rich book, as you plug in, as we stay connected, I can promise you that the seeds are good because I'm coming to your core. I'm coming right for what I already know that's within you so that we can close the gap. Success seeds work just like corn, and you've got the corn in you. You just got to allow it to grow. Sow them to reap your success. That's your first law of success. Every law of success is a seed that will sprout until you have a whole field full of it. Then you can reap your harvest and continue the process, because now, guess what? You've got your own seeds, and you can help others plant their seeds and replant your own for another yield. My dominant needs are growth and contribution. We can only grow to a certain point, learn up to a certain point. But the true fulfillment comes from contributing to the growth of others. And that's why I started this podcast. When you've helped others to succeed in their lives and their ambitions, that is when you know you've truly succeeded in your life. Nothing is more satisfying than that feeling of success. There's no finer vindication of your efforts than someone else succeeding with your help, using your seeds of success. And that is what we strive for with Life is Rich. Again, my name is Nate Scott, author of Life is Rich, How to Create Lasting Wealth. I hope that you've enjoyed today's message. Please connect with me on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Please share this message. Please rate and comment, and let's get this message out. I encourage you to sow this seed so that others may be able to benefit. Until next time, this is Nate Scott. Take care and be blessed. Thank you for listening to the Life is Rich podcast. I'm your host, Nate Scott. Remember, if I tell you, you'll forget. If I teach you, you'll remember. But if I involve you, you'll learn. One way to get involved is to rate, subscribe, and leave feedback on iTunes by answering the question, what did you like best about what you heard? One of the problems faced by Christian entrepreneurs striving for success is having an alliance with like-minded people working together for a common, definite objective. Would you like to join a community of Life is Rich soldiers? If so, please rate and subscribe to the Life is Rich podcast on iTunes and text GROWTH to 904-204-0846 for the link and this month's free book. Again, please rate and subscribe to the Life is Rich podcast and text GROWTH to 904-204-0846. Again, my name is Nate Scott. Take care and be blessed.